Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome to a show of scripture readings. Today is the first day of Advent, and we will listen to two readings in each segment of this podcast. All readings will be read from the New International Version, the NIV. Readings will be taken from Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Followed by Psalms 122. Hear the word of the Lord. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream from it. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out of Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, O house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And now Psalms 122. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing in the gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There the thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you." For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. At the break, we will listen to Psalms 123, "Our Eyes Are Fixed on the Lord" by Francisca La Rosa.
Our eyes are as the eyes of a maid are on the hands of her mistress, so are our eyes on the Lord, our God, till He have pity on us.
The second segment of this podcast, the readings will consist of a reading from Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14, and Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. Reading from Romans 13, beginning with verse 11, ending at verse number 14. And do this understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality, in debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. And now, from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. The word of the Lord. Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, let not your word go out void. Let the reader and every listener be blessed as they apply your word to their daily living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled Doxology, performed by Phil Wickham.
Son and Holy Ghost.
There are so many people who are physically challenged for whatever reasons and are unable to read God's word for themselves. Then there are others who enjoy listening to the scriptures being read or sung. I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word .eprn.us, and I am elated to be counted among personalities as Alexander Gorby, James Earl Jones, and Victory Boyd, who meets the needs of God's people in this capacity.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.